To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I did look at investment. I'm now going to host the 3D6 show also. I need a little more cash. Bad job, Dow, as John Williams somewhere is saying that WGN. Hit it, Dave. Let's go.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes... Pew, 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 pew. Shh, pew, 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 pew. Rapid Fire Radio.
All right, Vance Belter and Annunciation Church. Those are the two worst stories of the year, correct? Vance Belter killing the Hortmans and two kids killed, Annunciation Catholic Church. Others somehow miraculously surviving. Belter in court this week. And then I saw this story last night. Plenty of families are dealing with bills and how to pay them, right? You can only imagine the hospital bills. And it's a good thing that this state has something that goes back to the 70s. The Minnesota Crime Victims Reimbursement Program. The deputy director for the Office of Justice Programs within the Department of Public Safety says it's open to anyone who's been a victim of a violent crime. That includes homicides, assaults, kidnapping, domestic violence, and mass shootings. Her team arrived in Annunciation soon after the shooting. The volume of the young people was the hardest we saw. Victims have up to 3 years to sign up for assistance, but encourages them to sign up as soon as possible. We look at the government at times, right, and shake our heads about what they're not doing and what they should be doing. That's an area where, thankfully, that is available, Dave, right? And can help people out.
No question.
Can't resolve everything, I'm sure. But bravo to the folks in the 70s who decided that was a good idea. All right, hit the thing again. We're bouncing back and forth between the serious and the silly. Today, maybe it's even happened. MLS, our club, the Loons. We're still in the playoffs. The sport never ends.
We're early in the playoffs.
We're early.
Long way to go.
And guess what? They are going to vote and prepare to change how the season works. Right now, she's basically winter to winter. Is that a fair description? The Loons start gathering for training camp in January. I'm not kidding.
I think they've actually already started training camp for next year.
Right.
Today, while the playoffs are still going.
But a core of the season is when? In the summer.
Yes, of course.
I don't know. Crazy idea. As it should. And if you haven't been to Allianz Field, it's spectacular. You tell me it's either Target Field first, Allianz second, or the other way, and I'm fine. Going again this year and just seeing that place and all the great seats and the fans into it and the food options and the myriad of great locations you have to watch the game, all for it. But these dopes, these parrot heads with
propeller heads.
Propeller heads, yeah.
Parrot heads.
The parrot heads, that's the Jimmy Buffett fool. By the way, I'm not a Jimmy Buffett guy at all. By all accounts, he was just a big-time jerk. The propeller heads are going to make it now start in the fall, go through the winter, and finish next spring / summer.
That's insane.
I looked. This isn't The Onion. This isn't bonus April Fools. This is The Athletic writing this story. Moving to the fall to spring calendar would open the MLS up greater to take advantage of the transfers for the better players.
Okay.
Okay. That's good. Guess what? There's plenty teams in northern climates.
Yes.
Who in the hell is signing up for a January 10th soccer game at Allianz?
Players or fans.
Yes. Ridiculous. And okay, so you might say, well, football gets played outside. Completely different sport. We really want soccer played in the snow. We want to see the players have the best opportunity to show their skills, correct?
We do, even in football. You know what? Football in the snow is fun to watch for about a quarter on TV because it looks neat.
Yes.
The football itself is bad.
It's terrible. You're 100% right. I look forward to the occasional winter game when I'm at my house.
It's a novelty.
With the furnace on.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sitting there probably having more hot chocolate. And it's kind of funny to see some guys slide. But is it really the best skill of the players? Not even close. And this dopey sport, which is doing so many things right, is now going to have, we could go through the cold weather teams. We're right at the top of the list. I'm sure Minnesota United is thrilled about this possibility, right?
Let's see. Yeah, I'm just looking for the cold weather. Columbus, not super warm. Cincinnati, D.C., New York, Chicago, Montreal.
Seattle.
Another New York.
Portland.
Vancouver. Exactly. Keep going.
I mean, most of the league's in cold weather climates, right?
Mm-hmm. Another New England team. That's going to help the league.
That's among the dumbest. I mean, it's the dumbest idea about changing when the sport starts and ends I've ever heard of in my entire life.
How about just get a better league, continue to improve the product?
Right.
And maybe all those great players will want to play here versus where you're pilfering them from.
I'm sure all the great players on all the legendary Man U teams, and we can go through the whole list, are thinking, you know where I want to be? I want to be in St. Paul January 31st.
Yes.
Playing a game. I'm going to leave the Premier League. I wouldn't have before. I wouldn't have, you know, when they were playing, you know, I would have stayed right here.
The humidity can be brutal.
Are we trying to get the players who are in the Premier League and they're also going to play here? Is that what we're trying to do? Idiotic. I can react to all of this anytime you'd like. 651-461-9226. Reminder, we podcast the show daily. If you want to listen to the entire show, that's available to you. Segment by segment available to you. Half hours, hours. Dave makes it nice and easy. Odyssey, Spotify, Apple, anywhere you can consume podcasts. We would love to have a lot more people consume us. We get it. Noon to 3 is not always the easiest time to listen. It's tied to a kid situation for me. It's worked out the best for my relationship with Quentin, and that's why I'm out at this time of day. And I know there are plenty of people who are diehards who listen all the time. And thank you. But others are in and out. This gives you a great option. You can also check us out on X, at Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. And you actually went back on Instagram yesterday.
Snooping around a little bit.
You were snooping around.
I want to see that picture of Gates.
Gates was right there. He was looking good, wasn't he?
Oh, that tongue hanging out.
Yeah. All sorts of photos up there recently from me. You are on the Instagram, Dave.Harrigan?
That could be.
Yeah, something like that. And I am Chad Hartman Show. Consume as much as you want, and thank you very much.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Plenty of reaction on the soccer nonsense where they're going to change the league. Already it goes on way, way too long. This should be a gather in March, finish in October, and here's part of the reason why. Because now they're voting where the sport is going to start late fall, go all the way through winter, and they're saying spring, but I'm betting it's summer. As we just looked up, the Loons are still in the playoffs. They won Game 3 of the first round series November 8th.
PKs.
November 8th. Mm-hmm. Their next game against San Diego is November 24th. 16 days apart. What are they doing?
It's training.
I mean, what is the point?
Clean the kits.
I mean, the Super Bowl, which I hate to say it, just is a little ahead of the second round of the MLS, is 2 weeks.
And that's ridiculous.
And that's completely ridiculous. 16 days? Do they go play for other teams in between?
Could be. So you get a nice little team bonding trip to Mexico for a week. Then you come back. God. You work off all the margaritas. That's fine. No, 7 days in between most MLS regular
That's
season
ridiculous.
Games is completely bonkers. Oh, you ran a little bit. You're tired. You need 6 days off.
2 games a week.
Yes.
2 games
weekend
a week.
Weekend and a midweek. There you go.
That's it.
That's how we tighten up the season.
Everybody
right
does it. Start March with training camps. Start playing games in April. Have the title game in early October. We're done.
There it is.
You know,
we've solved the sport, Chad Hartman.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Enough Uniteds. We got enough Uniteds.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Enough Uniteds, enough FCs. Let's move it on.
Have you looked at our country? We're not very united. I think the only thing we're united on is this is the dumbest sports idea ever.
And nothing about you, Salt Lake, is real. Knock it off.
I'm sure there's some very talented Run Army soccer players we could poach. It reminds me of the National Hockey League going deep in the summer. No. That would be like the NHL gathering for training camp in what? March, playing all summer, and then having the season end in November. Yeah, hockey goes too long. They all go too long. Is there any sport that doesn't go too long?
No, I would say not. And by the way, hockey, the Stanley Cup playoffs this year completed June 17th.
Yeah.
Still spring.
Still spring. That is that is absolutely too long. There's no doubt about it. Okay. Let's get to a couple other items here. The president's idea of changing the Department of Defense to the Department of War, we both saw this, could cost up to $2 billion. With all the signs, placards, letterhead, badges, all the different military sites all across the globe, everything else they need to do. This is from two senior Republican staffers, two senior Democratic staffers, and two others briefed on the cost. First of all, it's fine as the Department of Defense. It's going to change nothing outside of Donald and his obsession with branding. And he's great at it, right? Is there any doubt that branding has been an enormous part of his success?
No. Well before the presidency.
Yeah. Well, his whole life.
Yes.
Has been branding. But we're going to spend $2 billion changing this, the Department of War. Don't come back at me again on efficiency, saving money, worthy adults. Both parties are frauds. They're just total frauds on truly saving money. DOGE, among the things that never came close to living up the hype this year, DOGE probably number one, right?
No. Yeah. Well, we've said it before. You want to save money until you're the one with the purse strings.
Yes.
Until you are the party in power. Then all of a sudden, let's spend as much as we can to get as much done as we want.
And slowing down the size and growth of government, I have both my hands in the air.
Sure.
I am willing to see both parties make incredibly difficult decisions, including the fact that we're all living longer and having those difficult decisions on Social Security. We're just cowards in that area. Absolute cowards, because you want to know why? Because the older folks are the ones who are voting, and you don't want to tick them off. But DOGE was just the sledgehammer when you needed a little bit of surgical appeal. And he hasn't lived up to any of that, right? And now $2 billion? Craziness. Last one before we pause and Jason joins us. Thank you. AI relationships on the rise. A divorce boom could be next. Are you buying this? That it's out there. There are a lot of people, maybe they're lonely or maybe they're not lonely and they also want to have an AI chick or guy on the side. But that enough people are going to be so fascinated and infatuated with and smitten with their AI girlfriend, boyfriend, both, threesome, throuple, whatever it might be, that we are going to see a statistical boom in divorces. I am more on this show, between the two of us, more of the believer of AI is going to dramatically change the world more than you are. You're not saying it's not going to. But you're more of the mindset of, we're going to be fine. We've dealt with these things forever, right?
I don't think they're going to take over humanity. I'm not worried about that yet.
Is this going to end marriages as we know it?
I don't see a divorce boom. I will say AI and social media and just separating ourselves from society.
Yeah.
That has me worried for the future, for instance, of, you know, my daughters, when they get to the age when they should be starting to perhaps couple up, look at starting a family. What's the population going to look like then? How is it going to, you know, what's the dating life, the dating world going to be like at that point as AI only grows, as people spend more time on AI or just simply by themselves?
That is a great point, because we have so many younger individuals and we have excessive volume of studies to back this up, where they're communicating, but they're communicating through a phone, through the various social media sites. They're not seeing people. They're not going out on dates. They're not having sex.
Yeah, it's not real life.
Yeah, it's the life they want to live, which isn't close to the life we've lived, right? And so now if they can stay in their bedroom, in their apartment, and they've designed the boyfriend or girlfriend they want going forward for the younger generation, that's where it might be an enormous part of the future. But the 30-year-olds and above who didn't sit in the basement the entire time and actually met people and enjoy people, I don't buy the divorce boom. But let's say we're sitting having this conversation 10 years from now, and I hope we are. Maybe by then you'll actually get your raise. just a novel concept. It wouldn't shock me if there's millions of kids who are no longer kids. They're in their early 20s and meet Mary, and she's up on some screen. And God knows what Mary is capable of doing. How do you think parents, you prepared, like you talked about your daughter, all of a sudden you're going downstairs and the girls each have a boyfriend down there? Not really boyfriend, but it's their AI boyfriend, and they're just staying down there and hanging out with him all the time?
Yeah, that won't be okay. That will not be okay. We learned this week there was a study about AI. Just basically, AI is a yes man for so many things.
Yes.
Whatever you say, AI will back you. It'll support your arguments. And I mean,
that's why I talk to AI all the time.
Yeah, if that's how our world is going to be growing up, I mean, how are young people as they grow old, grow up, going to be getting into conversations and, you know, relationships where there might just be a little bit of distress, a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of disagreement?
They'll all be radio sidekicks laughing into all the material. Thank you. Thank you. Jason is next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.